Compound Studio in NYC comes a program to trigger people who are programmed. It's to leave stocks safe, face out.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Jonah!
I can't hear you.
Jonah!
All right, defendant, state your claim.
Will you, honor, my nigga? The thing is...
All right, I heard enough. Sick of this.
White people to move to the back and make room for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
The NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Greetings, fam. I'm back and hope that all is well with you and yours on this 27th day of September in the year of our Lord 2018. And as you know, this here is the safe space, a safe space for commentary, not from commentary. And I'm Talib Starks, the prodigal son who has returned, asking for forgiveness for last week's absence.
Really, nigga?
Yeah. The situation was beyond my control, God. And I'm assuming that was God, because God watches this show. I've said that before. But you know what? And I may have said this before as well, but it's true, so it bears repeating. Whenever I miss a week in the safe space, one thought is reaffirmed. And that thought is, I miss you guys.
Aww.
Including my booth crew gang, for sure. Did you guys miss me?
Dude, totally missed you, bro.
Now let me down easily, Garrett.
Garrett doesn't give a shit.
That's what I said. Be gentle, Garrett.
Did you have a good week off? What'd you do?
I chilled, man. I had some running around, some daddy duties, so it all worked out.
Hells yeah.
But yeah, it was a situation beyond my control. I was a victim of circumstance, but I'm back. Still, the point is, whenever I'm absent, things always happen in the world that I want to talk about. I want to talk to y'all about things that I don't want to internalize because I'm already hoarding too much stuff internally, so I need to come here and kick it with my people as a release. You know, the safe space is basically my coping mechanism, because at home, I don't talk politics with the wife because she's anti-Trump. And that stance has manifested in our sleeping arrangements. Our arrangement is like Bert and Ernie's. You know, the double beds and nightstand in between, that kind of arrangement. And she also wears a scarf like Bert apparently does. So I'm guessing that we'll return to our normal sleeping pattern. Well, I'm sorry, normal sleeping arrangements in 2024. Get what I'm saying? She thinks it'll be like 2020. But now I'm saying 2024. Speaking of Bert and Ernie, a former writer for Sesame Street revealed what many people had already long suspected about the world's most renowned roommates. They're more than just friends. They're a couple.
Ha! Gay!
Yeah. The former writer, who's gay himself, said that he contextualized Bert and Ernie as a couple based on his relationship with a film editor named Arnold Glassman.
Oh, nigga, you gay.
Yeah, Glassman and Assman, that you can't escape that. But is that God again? Because he's very opinionated today. Or was it Garrett that time? That sounded more like Garrett. Oh, nigga, you gay. That was Garrett. But no one is...
You suck.
I didn't even finish what I was going to say, man. Anyway, Bert and Ernie's coming out party was short-lived. Hours after that gay assertment was made, Sesame Workshop tweeted a statement denying the gay claim, saying that, quote, they're just friends. Bert and Ernie, that is. And then Bert's creator, Frank Oz, responded with, nah, homie, Bert is straight like 6 o'clock. And there it is. I didn't know Frank Oz was part of, he was Yoda. He created Yoda. What did Jim Henson do?
He just shoved his hands up puppets' asses.
So Jim Henson?
Yeah. That really? Was his thing, man.
I think Frank Oz, like, did the things.
Created.
Oh. Yeah, he definitely created them, but I think he was Yoda, wasn't
okay.
he?
Oh. But the Muppets, like, Jim Henson.
He's real little.
Was yeah. with the Muppets. Like, he did.
I
they
think
called,
he did the same thing.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Yeah, but Jim Henson's created the Muppets universe, I guess.
Okay, got it.
Pretty weird.
Dare not call them puppets. There would be. That. Those are fighting words if you call his Muppets puppets. Now, Frank Oz said again, you know, no, Bert isn't gay. And I'm saying I find it strange that he didn't confirm or deny Ernie's sexual orientation. You know, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to totally alienate his LGBTQ base, or maybe he knows something that we don't. Gang, is Bert and Ernie gay?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, any guy roommates that sleep in the same room together.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have a roommate, at least put a curtain up between you two.
Between the two? They're in the bathtub together with a rubber duck.
I've never seen them in the tub together.
Yeah. I think just Jay. Ernie takes a bath.
Ernie with
the
ducky.
Someone's got a little active imagination.
Would you like to see them in a tub together, Jizzy? A little Freudian slip there?
Well, what do you think? You think they are?
Yeah, I'm with you guys.
I mean,
I've always thought that. Well, apparently Frank is in denial about Bert's sexuality, like most fathers would be. So I can't be mad at him. But if they are gay, who's the bottom?
Ernie, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
Ernie.
Yeah. Look at Bert's head. It's like a perfect dildo shape. Ernie's is like the ass.
It's perfect.
It's pretty much a dick and ass.
Okay.
Their face shapes, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's settled. But by the way, that story was like 2 weeks ago. And I'm just bringing it to you now.
Ooh, you suck.
Okay, there it is. I figured it was coming at some point. But no, I don't suck. We've just established who sucks, and they live on Sesame Street. Now, how about some recent news, shall we? News that you likely already know, but still is worth revisiting. My man, Chill Pill Cosby, done fucked around and got Cliff Huxtable locked up with his ass. All because he stuck his chocolate pop into one too many puddings. And, one too many drug-laced and unconscious puddings. But you know what? You heard it here first. Bill's going to be all right in the belly of the beast. Trust me. Ignore these headlines. So what, OJ said that Bill will be targeted because rapists are frowned upon in prison. Bill will be all right. So even though he was allegedly pelted in the face with a stale hot dog bun on his first day, Bill will still be all right. He's from North Philly. Born and raised in Richard Allen Projects. So he will be all right. As long as he doesn't ask his fellow inmates to pull up their pants.
Zip zop, zoom in the box.
Or do any of that shit.
Zip zop, zoom in the box.
Yeah. Bill will be all right. And also, ignore any claims from prison sources about Bill potentially harming himself. Bill will not do that. But Cliff might. Yeah. Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable just might harm himself. I'm for sure he won't age well in prison. One thing for sure, two for certain. Oh, and you know what else won't age well? Yeah, this pic of me hanging with the Kais nearly 4 years ago, just before the Kill Bill campaign started. And
you sure it wasn't more than 4 years ago?
I'm looking at the date on the thingies.
No, when his campaign started, I feel
no,
like.
No, we weren't. No, when that happened, we. No, it wasn't that time.
All right.
No.
I'll let you slide.
All right. That was. Yeah, a lot of that was going on during that time. But here's what's funny. People kept asking me stuff about him. This is when the Kill Bill campaign got underway. People kept asking me stuff about him like I had inside information. I mean, yeah, we hung out, but I didn't remember shit either after regaining consciousness the next morning. My man.
Yeah, I see that the hand on your leg there.
Yeah, that's where the supply was.
There it goes, getting ready.
Little did I know. But like I said, I don't remember shit. I just know we had a great time. And anyways, that particular article. No, Jay, put it back for a second. That particular article was about black people's collective response if Officer Darren Wilson wasn't indicted for murdering St. Michael of Ferguson. And so I prophesized that Negro Gettin' would occur if Officer Wilson was not indicted for the murdering of St. Michael of Ferguson. And guess what? Negro Domus's prophecy was fulfilled.
For me? Nah.
You're too kind, guys. I mean, come on. You're making me blush.
What happened to No One Can't Deny?
I don't know. I was just basking in the glory. I didn't know that. I didn't even notice they changed that.
No, oh, yeah.
But I'm
heard it so many times. It's just like white noise to you.
Yeah. Or your brain just fills in that part like it should be.
But
that's what mine was doing.
The bigger question is, am I still a jolly good fellow for calling that out before it happened?
Yeah. You can't. Your reputation can't be tarnished.
Totally
there you go.
Jolly, bro.
Let me just be honest. I just simply use past behavioral patterns to predict future outcomes. I mean, it was simple math. No calculator needed. So, I mean, thanks, but no thanks, guy. I'm a humble guy.
Yeah, appreciate you being humble, you know.
It's tea time, Jay, by the way. Oh, here's something else that I wanted to share with you guys last week. When Hotep Jesus was here, wait, when was that? This is, Jay, pull up the calendar. When was Hotep Jesus last here? It couldn't have been the 17th because I had to pick up the pictures. Beach Week was the week before. I don't know.
No, you're looking at the wrong year.
Wait, where did this calendar come from?
Oh, yeah, dude. Holy shit. I don't know, but.
Oh, Kavanaugh's calendar.
One, pal. What the?
How did Kavanaugh's calendar get on? Jay. Guys. But anyway, when he was here, I mentioned how chicks will dance without hesitation to the most misogynistic, degrading, and sexist hip-hop songs.
It's my new favorite song, dude.
I didn't even... Then, last week, a video fell into my lap called I Swallow His Kids. And it's by a female rapper named Princess Vitara. Yeah. Now, this song is next-level ratchetness. But I guess that men probably won't have a problem with it in the same way that women don't have a problem with the misogynistic songs, because the men are benefiting. I don't know. I just, AJ, play it, please. Got on the J's.
Now they swimming in my stomach. Some marriage material right here, bro.
Right?
I mean, goddamn.
I told you the men were like this.
She got her priorities straight.
Look at the diversity.
I know, you got that diversity. Tattooed white chick in the background.
Women of all races uniting to champion this particular form of birth control. That chick in the green is doing more than swallowing sperm. She's swallowing a lot of other things. The chick with the green.
Yeah, like Big ZD, bro.
She's swallowing a lot of things. Oh, shit. Tastes like watermelon. Here we go. That means, white guys, you're out. She's only doing black guys.
Dang.
I'm liking the diversity of swallowing. Now, that chicken in green is eating. She's swallowing, but she's eating too. Kind of husky. Well, there you go. Now they're swimming in her stomach. So I looked her up and found her music catalog. I was intrigued. I'm like, yo, let me see what's up with this chick. So I looked up her catalog and
Oh yeah, I'm sure you looked up her catalog.
Yeah. I looked up her catalog, yeah. And as I expected, her songs are pretty much Pornhub ready. Let's see. Check it out. First, if you like that sperm-based tune that we just heard, I Swallow His Kids, then you'll love the 2017 track, Do You Eat Ass? Before I move on, let me pose that question to the booth. Jay, do you eat ass?
No way, dude.
This 2018, Jay, I don't know. If you're not eating ass, are you really in the game?
Well, you know, I was eating ass early 2018, but it's getting close to 2019. I just decided to retire early, you know?
New year, new you.
Yeah. I got to see the dentist and shit. Yeah. I figured, you know, he don't want to smell that while he's fixing on my teeth. What about you, Gary?
Once you hit 30, you retire from ass eating.
Yeah, that's right. 31 now. I mean, shit.
I hear you.
I stretch as long as I can go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, how about this? Let's look at some of the other soon-to-be classics. Maybe they'll rub you the right way. Maybe you'll never outgrow these songs. SpongeBob, which talks about how wet her kitty cat gets. Kitty cat, for lack of a better term. This is a PG show, by the way, so I want the kids to be able to watch this as well.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but my favorite joint is Pussy Time Sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We're getting there, Jay.
That's a good one.
I don't know if it's such a thing, though. We just, you know, maybe during when the monthly is on.
Yeah, man. Pussy once time a sadness month, occurs. Get the pussy time sadness,
bro. Yeah. And that's when you got to eat ass, Jay.
Ah, during, shit.
There's a trade-off.
Oof.
That's when you got to go to track number one.
Like a jelly donut.
let's see. You got 6 a.m. I Want 20-inch Dick. Masturbate, Fuck Me, which gets right to the point. I like that one. Nigerian Pussy.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm more into Wakandan pussy myself. But, you know, Nigerian, I'm
like
guessing.
Like that technological pussy, I feel you.
Yeah, space age. And she's Nigerian American, if I didn't mention that, which I probably didn't. And this last song is for you, for all the patriots. I want to fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. A little USA going on. She got a lot going on with that kitty cat. So why not throw the flag and the president and some patriotism into it? So, but she must have removed the video for I Want to Fuck Trump because it was there last week and I couldn't find it the other day. And I wanted you guys to see it because I watched it and wasn't sure if she wanted to give Trump some kitty cat or was she trying to use her kitty cat to kill him. And it just sat in my mind like a splinter. Luckily, I found the reaction video so we can focus on her video within the reaction video, Jay.
Can we?
Yeah, there you go. I want to fuck Donald Trump because my pussy kill niggas. So, Trump is packing. Finger me. Okay, gang. Does she want to fuck Donald Trump because it would be a pleasurable experience, or does she want to fuck Donald Trump because her pussy kills niggas?
Yeah, the latter.
Jay?
Yeah, I agree. The latter, you know.
Ah,
seemed clear.
It was clear.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. But the video is gone now, and it's not. If you go to YouTube, it's not. YouTube removed the video. She removed it. I don't know why. Why? If you want to fuck Donald Trump, stick to it.
Yeah, man. It's like Indian giving that pussy. That ain't cool.
Yeah, you know.
Damn.
Maybe the Secret Service came by.
Oh, shit.
Paid her a visit.
Really?
It's a threat to the president, right?
Yeah, because her pussy kills niggas. Yeah.
That's right,
so,
yo.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
This is why I need to be here every week. Ooh, how would I figure this stuff out? All right, thanks, guys. But at the end of the day, it's just more microwave music, like that mumble rap shit that's going on nowadays. But you never know. She might become the next Nicki Minaj. But as I see it, probably just a mirage. You know what I mean? Jay, it's tea time, my friend. Woo. Now, there is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist whose music I do co-sign. Actually, he's more than just a hip-hop artist. He's a minister, an army veteran who happens to rap. Oh, and the founder of Black Conservatives of America organization. His name is Leo Dunson, and he's on his way here from Las Vegas. But in the meantime, let's just watch his latest video until he gets here. And this song is called Freed from Mental Slavery.
I'm free from mental slavery. I'm free from mental slavery. You can't be a Trump supporter, a Republican. The Democrats own you, black Americans. What you think you doing, thinking different? He's just a fast talker, he's not intelligent. But thank God for information and common sense. I don't want my life to go how yours went. Worked your whole life for another man and never owned your own business. So you never owned your own living. Money you got, but time isn't infinite. I want it different, I want it values passed to my children. I refuse to live my whole life on this plantation. This thinking that I have to rent instead of own. This thinking of buying bottles instead of buying homes. This thinking that year after year bring me to the polls. However, voting the same way but seeing no results. I'm free from mental slavery. Coon, Uncle Tom. I'm free from mental slavery. Coon, Uncle Tom. House. They want us stupid. Willie Lynch's blueprint. Separation got us losing, divided with confusion. Our refusal to change is the definition of foolish. You say I'm cooning just for advocating different solutions. Our community's in ruins. What would you have me doing? Poverty pimping our grandmothers and cousins, or dealing death to my sisters and brothers. Call me whatever you want, brother. Just know everything I did for us. Was tired of seeing everyone ahead of us. People come over the border and pass us up. It can't be wealth, it has to be our mental health. This thinking that I'm the victim and I need help. This thinking that I can't do it by myself. This thinking that I'm being held back by someone else. I'm free from mental slavery. Coon, Uncle Tom. I'm free from mental slavery. Coon, Uncle Tom. House. I'm tired of y'all telling me what I have to be. If you black, then you have to be a Democrat. You have to believe in welfare. You have to be pro-choice. No, you don't have to be nothing. The Democrats have done nothing for us. They was for slavery. They've been against us. They have literally killed us. 8 years of Obama and we still poor. They've ran our communities for the last 50 to 100 years. And look at the condition of our communities. Why would I still keep giving my votes? Why would I still keep giving my time and my ideas to liberalism when it's killed us?
Now, those lyrics, the lyrics are what really caught me. I mean, the beat was great, and you could tell that the video was shot with iPhone 10. Or maybe Android, what have you. Wasn't really a big production as far as the video, but the content is what grabbed me. And this is the type of music that I would like to hear more of. Even if people don't like it, just throw it into the mix so we have some diversity of music. So let's see. We're trying to grab him now. What do we look like, Garrett?
It went to voicemail. He picked up before, and I said, all right, I'll just leave you on hold. And we'll go to you when you're ready. And he hung up, and then I just called and went to voice.
Okay, we'll try me try him back later. I mean, we'll try him in a few minutes.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Now, Leo Dunson is one of the, he's an ex-veteran. He left the Army with the honorable discharge, which is always a good thing, right? And he was a sergeant in the military, actually. Once you have that kind of pedigree, and I think that's what helped him to a step. I'm projecting here. I don't want to when we talk to him, I want to find out what put him onto this path of where he is now. Especially when you're surrounded by the people he's speaking against and through song. But being in the military, and this is what I wanted to do with my son, because he graduated high school and was just flowing around. And I'm like, no, join the military, man. And that's not because he is lacking any values, but I just wanted him to have, I just want him to have some fiber, build some character, you know, go out there and get lost so that you can find yourself. And I think the military is a good place to do that. And a guy like Leo, reading his story, is a similar story. And he worked his way up to sergeant. And so now he's taking his message, taking his experiences and utilizing music to convey what he knows to be true, what he's seen. And God damn it, we need more of that. You know, here's the thing. Princess Vitara will be bigger than Leo Dunson at the rate things are going in this country. That must be my man, Leo. Leo.
Hey, hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right, man. We finally got you. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the safe space, man. This show is an overground railroad for thought leaders like you. So I'm glad that we finally were able to connect. Now,
yeah,
bro.
Me as well.
First things first. You wear many hats. You're public speaker, minister, founder of the Black Conservatives of America organization. You're a rapper, and I'm assuming the next James Bond. Did I leave out anything?
Yeah, you didn't leave out nothing. Yeah, people tell me I wear too many hats. You know, the whole rap thing, I've been a rapper for a long time. It was just that I kind of retired, and when I got into politics, I felt like no one was reaching Black America with a conservative message via music, as far as rap music. And I said, well, man, I used to do this. I think I can still do it. And so I made a song called Make America Great Again, and it got a little buzz. And then I made, like, you know, my new song, my new album I have, Free from Mental Slavery, which is just talking about being, you know, a Black liberal and leaving the Democrat plantation and coming over to freedom and being a conservative.
Yeah, now we just played that video, Free from Mental Slavery. Now,
oh, man, thank you.
That song there, I was just praising the lyrics. Now, how does that differ from Make America Great Again?
Well, Make America Great Again, I was watching President Trump's speeches when he was a candidate, and I was just so, I was inspired by everything he was saying, you know, from the fact that he was going to bring back jobs and prosperity to America, the different programs that when he went and spoke directly to Black America, he even created a program that he was going to call. He called it the New Deal for Black America. He did, that was his speech, and I still have it. It's up on my YouTube, and he just said all these things he was going to do. And I like the fact that he was speaking directly to us. He always said, "What, you know, I don't know if you all want to curse, but he always said, what the H do you have to lose?"
Right.
I don't know if we can curse on here. So
no, you can curse.
You know,
it's okay.
We said, what the hell do you have to lose? And he just spoke directly to the people. And so I made a song using his speeches and the different points that he made in the speech. And it got a good reception.
Now, your style is basically activism through rap. So it could be described as raptivism.
Now, yeah, it could be.
Now, is your music, directed towards a specific audience? Because from what I've heard, the BET audience could really use what you're saying.
Right. I would say that, yes, it is. For the most part, I feel like it's directed towards Black folks who listen to hip-hop predominantly.
Yeah.
You know, they listen to Lil Wayne, they listen to Drake, or they listen to, you know, whoever the newest guy is, Migos or whoever. And I feel like, for me, I wanted to give them an alternative. I mean, we never have an alternative. They all agree in a lie. They all agree that we should be victims. They all agree that police brutality is the biggest thing facing Black America and not Black on Black crime.
Right.
You know, they all agree to have more government assistance instead of having less government assistance. And so I'm coming with a different alternative, saying, hey, we need to focus on Black on Black crime. We're killing each other. We need to focus on rebuilding and rebuilding our families, businesses, and things of that nature. So, yeah, that, you know, that's with basically mainly geared towards that. But it's also even for all Americans who believe in, you know, freedom and prosperity and limited government.
Yeah, got it. Now, on your YouTube channel, which is Leo Dunson, right? On YouTube?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You make videos. You have other videos which give political and social commentary. Now, one particular video called Black Conservatives, We've Been Cowards.
Uh-huh.
That one there was a fire starter amongst black conservatives,
was.
Man.
Now, it was.
What did you say that stirred the pot so much in that video?
So it's crazy because, and I had to make a second video to, I don't want to say I apologize, but I had to digress a little bit and explain what I said in the video after that. But what I said was in a video that stirred the pot was I said that we as black conservatives, I said we only, we come out and we talk about how poor the black neighborhood is. And we talk about how we're being shot every day in Chicago. And we talk about all these bad programs and this bad thinking and thought, but we only have those conversations with white Americans. And this is what I said. And it, I don't know how it stirred. It got so many people upset. I got calls from every black conservative almost anger in the nation. Some of them unfriended me. You know,
wow.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, what in the world? And I'm saying, so, and I said, to me, it's unfair to say to a people, you're in poverty because of X, Y, Z, but never say that to that people.
Yeah, and you know so, what? So, you didn't tell one lie in that video, but go ahead.
Right. And that's all. And I told the complete honest truth. I didn't say not one lie. For some reason, people got so upset at me about it. I mean, I don't even think they're inviting me to the, you know how we were already disinvited to the Black Liberals barbecue. Now I think I'm disinvited to the Black Conservatives.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, say it ain't so, man. No.
You know,
so,
all for telling the truth. And many people thought I was taking shots at specific Black Conservatives.
Okay.
Like, you know, for example, I shouldn't say it, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and say it. People thought I was talking about Candace Owens.
Okay.
And I said, man, I was in no way pushing this on her, especially as a black woman. I was saying this was specifically, I was saying it to myself, and even putting more weight on us as the black men to go lead in our communities instead of just going on the internet and saying, hey, this is what we need to do, and just talking to people that don't look like us. We need to talk to people also that look like us as well. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and you did mention in the video that you were speaking of yourself, too. You included yourself
100%.
In this. So that second video, for the record, was not a retraction video, but you were just trying to add clarity to the first video.
Exactly.
Okay.
In the second video, all I said was, look, of course, black conservatives are courageous. Of course, we're the most courageous people, really, in America. I said that it's similar to the runaway slaves. We are the runaway slaves who ran away from the plantation and are now out here on, you know, trying to tell the liberals, hey, y'all can do this too. You can leave too. You can leave government assistance as well. You can leave the victimhood mentality as well. So of course we're courageous. I was only saying that we can do more and we need to do more and we can free more slaves. We're not in the time of slaves. We're not slaves.
Got it.
Right? So we ain't in slavery. We have prosperity.
Amen.
We have media outlets and different things of nature. We have power. So we can do more now. That's all I was saying.
Amen. Now, before I let you go, Leo, let's switch gears a bit. And I know you're a busy person. You've heard of Stephen King, right? The author of...
The author?
Yeah, horror books and flicks. That
uh-huh.
guy. Well, let me tell you about the scariest thing that he has made thus far.
Okay.
He made a tweet the other day, and it said, if white male entitlement was in the dictionary, it could be illustrated by Brett Kavanaugh's photograph. The thought of this closed mind on the Supreme Court for the rest of my life sickens me. End quote. Now, bro, question. And I guess I'm being rhetorical, but what is up with the left? I mean, Bill Clinton didn't even receive this type of anti-white male vitriol from the left, even though there was actual physical evidence of his white male entitlement on Monica's dress. What is going on with the left? Have they run out of ideas?
Well, I don't think they ran out of ideas. I think they just keep bringing up the same idea. The same idea that they use once they backed into a corner, they throw out the rape card. They throw out the sexually assault card. I mean, and it seems like something that is happening over and over again. It all came to light. You know, I was alive in the 90s, but I wasn't I was young. But it all came to light about how they did Justice Clarence Thomas. This
right.
exact same dog and pony show.
Right.
And now you see it again. with another conservative judge who says that he was a virgin this entire time. And, I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing. I wanted to write on my Facebook, you know, in 1992, Judge Kavanaugh assaulted me. I mean, anybody could come out and say that he assaulted them at this point because there's no evidence. I don't know how I got there. I was just listening to her testimony literally before we did this. She said she don't know how she got there. She's admitted that she was drinking. And then she said, I don't remember how I got there, but I definitely remember this. He almost raped me. And I just think that it's the height of hypocrisy. We know that the left uses these type of tactics. These things should not be tried in the public square. If I really did something to you, then let's go to court. Let's get a jury. You understand what I'm saying? Let's get a judge and let me be tried in court. Let me be tried in court in front of my peers and have a fair trial. This is unfair. It is the most disgraceful, disgusting thing I've ever seen, and I feel so bad for him and his family. I honestly, really, truly, it burns me up because I know he just wants to go out there and torture and say, I don't even know this girl. You know what I mean? Like, I know he just wants to go out and say, I have no idea who this is. But it's like you have to walk with kid gloves because people take sexual assault and rape seriously. And lastly, I'll just say this too, brother. I believe that Congress has to pass a law that you will receive some type of jail time for these types of false accusations if they are proven to be false.
Whoa.
Because we have to pass a law to deter people from continuing to make these kind of accusations with no baseline. So if me and you, so Judge Kavanaugh, after this, he doesn't get confirmed and everything, and then he goes to court, and the judge proves that her allegation to be false and nothing ever happened, she should face jail time. And that's a fact.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, you know, you get no argument from me there, bro. And
lock her up.
Build the wall. Yeah. Lock her up. It doesn't matter which comes first. But, Leo, thanks, man. Thanks for hanging today, man. Technical difficulties prevented you from Skyping in. So hopefully next time we can make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell everybody where they can support you, your music, and your mission.
Well, my music is available at all music stores. It's on Apple Music. It's on Google Play Music, Spotify. The album is called Freed from Mental Slavery. I'm actually already working on my second album because I got such a great response from this one. And the second one's going to be called Leave the Democrat Plantation. But LeoDunson.com, Leo Dunson on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Thank you guys so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
All right, bro. You have a good weekend now. Stay in touch.
All right. Yeah, you as well.
I know I'm not supposed to be here right now, but this is off.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's a shame. I have so much to say. It's like they knew I was coming.
And now, the NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled sociopathic predatorial nignogs,
also known as ESPNN, presents the news, highlights, and storylines in the 2017 Nig Nog Feral League season. Brought to you by the Party of Dependency, the Democratic Party. A reminder, the NNFL is not a fantasy league. It's an actual league based on bloody reality, where the three M's, murder, mayhem, and misery, are the primary statistical categories. The official snacks of the NNFL are none other than M&M's and Aunt Jemima's Didn't Do Nuffin' Muffins, which are both distributed to training camps across America. All incurred NNFL injuries are covered under Obamacare, except fatal injuries. Fatal injuries are covered under GoFundMe, y'all. Much appreciation to our other corporate partners, Capital Murder One, which always asks, what's in the other guy's wallet? Our Asian sponsor, You Best Buy or Go, which bravely operates in hoods across America. And Go Baby Daddy. Now back to the booth with Talib Starks on play-by-play and Pat Dixon on colorless commentary.
Are you ready for some feral ball?
Welcome to the NNFL Network, the network with no net worth.
Real crime party.
Exactly. But it's not worthless. I'm Talib Starks, and it's time to review week 40 of Nig Nog Feral Ball League action. With me, as always, is my left-hand man, my ace in the place, Pat Dixon.
Well, for my opening statement, I'd like to say, what do you mean attempted rape? If I'd attempted to rape her, she'd be raped. You think I can't get a one-piece bathing suit off an ugly girl? I hope Brett Kavanaugh can fake cry. Oh, man.
All right, Petey.
I'm very angry about what I'm seeing. You know what it is? Newswoman Mandy Stadler, she's like, I believe her. And I'm like, wow, it's like fucking catnip to these whores.
Is that real? Was she joking? Was she trying to get a response?
Maybe she was just trying to make me lose my mind. Because she said that, and I literally jumped onto the ceiling, grabbed on with my fingers, and held on like that cat does when the dog comes. You know, you ever see cartoons? The cat's like, ah!
Yeah.
That's how I felt. I was so fucking angry. And all the Fox commentators are doing the same shit, too. Like, he's going to have to really come in and nail it and prove his innocence. No! He shouldn't have to do that. You know how hard it is to be a judge and to make it all the way to the Supreme Court and do everything right? And then this fucking whore, I couldn't pick a word, but she's a fucking skanky lady who comes in, and now she gets to steal the whole day with her little fantasy.
And now she's stealing the show.
Exactly. Let me tell you something.
She's stealing our show now.
If you're female, don't come around me for a few days.
All right, Peter. Have you got it out? Is it still a little?
I feel a lot better.
Got it?
Nice to see you, Talib. Thanks.
That's an evergreen comment.
Yeah. Just act normal. Just regular day.
All right, PD. Now that that's out of your system, temporarily, as expected, despite our absence last week, the highlights were plentiful.
Yeah.
And so I anticipate the third quarter of this season to be competitive, and the teams that were in the slumber, I expect them to start showing some life.
Yeah, time to set the old alarm clock and get up. It's almost time for the playoffs, and if you don't get up on time, you're going to miss the whole thing.
That's the truth.
Boy, that's
is there a team that you expect to hear from moving into this third quarter?
I think you know one team I know we're going to hear from. That's Chicago, Windy City, packing a bag, taking a trip. Yeah, but what else?
A team that you... that may have slept, appeared to have slept.
You know something? I'm always going to root for my Chattanooga Nogs.
I figure you'd take
you know, yeah, take a little ride on the Chattanooga Nig Nog.
I figured you would go with the home team.
Yeah, you got to go with home. What about you?
Well, I expect to hear more from a team that made the AAFC playoffs last season.
You're talking about the Cleveland Cretans.
Close. Now, this is a team whose playmaking has been characteristically smooth. Now, PD, I'm talking about...
JB smooth?
Billy D. Williams smooth.
Oh, you're talking about D-Town?
I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
It's so
45s.
All right.
Remember, PD, last season...
Billy D. Williams.
You know, their playmaking is smooth, PD.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Do we have a Schlitz Malt Liquor Bowl team?
We do not.
tweeting one of those. You know, you got to play smooth. It works every time. That's the thing with Colt 45.
Every time.
Are Indianapolis, are they working every day here?
Last season was their third consecutive year of record-setting TDs.
No kidding.
And
record-setting?
Record-setting.
For their time.
Consecutive years. And last month, they put up triple-digit TDs. Last month.
Total.
They, up until August, they scored 100-plus TDs, which put them ahead of last season's record pace.
That, let me tell you something. We've gotten through years in New York with not that many more murders than that. And, you know, Indianapolis is a mid-sized city. That's really an incredible effort on their part.
Absolutely.
They're playing indoors, so, you know, they've got that retractable dome.
Yeah, man. They've been really clicking on all cylinders. And not to mention that their gameplay has been declared a public health danger by the city's council committee.
Hot.
So, yeah, they're my team to watch going into this third quarter.
Oh, okay.
Now,
it's a good thing you don't influence who makes the playoffs around here. The commissioner can't have his finger on the scale.
No way. Now, there's a
team. Say beer, say bowl, by the way.
There's a team that we always watch and highlight every weekend, PD, because they are must-see TV.
Now's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Well, Chicago.
Absolutely.
Windy City, packing a bag,
taking
a shit, checking for prints.
They need no intro. But, you know, you always give them one, PD, and we're most appreciative.
So long as you don't mind.
No, we
31
do
shot, 2 killed over weekend. Where would you put that level of play?
They are the monsters of the Midway.
Yes.
Let's say that first and foremost. And this weekend, this past weekend, the trend of high completions and low TDs, it continued. 31-2. Now, PD, I don't think that the lack of TDs is due to anything that the defense or refs are doing.
No.
I mean, look, the refs just removed its first Savage from the field for a TD play that happened 2 months ago when Chicago posted its most productive weekend of the season with 13 TDs.
I remember that weekend.
That weekend.
Nuts.
They just removed the player from the field for that. So, this 31-2.
You mean the body? They just removed the body?
Yeah.
They're really falling behind. They got a backlog of corpses laying around in Chicago. That's how hard they play in the Midway.
So you think this 31-2, I look at it as just, you know, well, I'll let you go first.
Well, I look at it like this, you know. I mean, it's not always the fault of the guy throwing the pass, you know. Every once in a while, you get into these situations, garbage time, you're throwing up a lot of desperation, you know. It all depends on at what point in the operation that they're doing in the play that they throw these passes. And I think they also have a lot of young, inexperienced people firing away.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, see, during the second quarter of the season, which is when summer games are played, the Savages ran up the score so much that I feel like now they can relax and coast off the bench players. And so they let the bench players get in for the third quarter.
Scrubs are in right
experience.
Now.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, how far ahead of do we have a murder total?
We can have
TD
one.
TD total.
We can get to that. I mean, I like this.
Just curious. You know,
that is available.
We're going to get to that.
But we don't have it today. But that is that. Those numbers are available. just look at the analytics.
I like it when those numbers are available.
Yeah, they are available.
They're available. You can't have them now. But they're easily. I could get them. They're right here.
They're easily accessible, PD.
First murder charge in that deadly weekend, and that seems like a year ago.
Yeah. They
passed 1,400 July 9th.
The analytic guys.
People shot.
Oh, so.
In July, this is September.
Yeah.
They passed 1,400 in July. Well, that's
a lot of completions, PD.
Like, I mean, now that's what puts it in perspective. We love the middle-sized market teams, small market teams. We love our Indianapolises.
Yeah.
We're proud of them for continuing to excel and growing as a franchise. 1,400 TDs.
No, completions. No TDs.
Yeah, completions.
Completions.
325 TDs.
Oh, my God. I thought there was 1,400 TDs.
Oh, no. 20% fewer than at the same point last year.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So that 2017 Savage Squad was savage.
It's getting cold in the sea, it looks
they
like.
Made it all the way to the big game.
Are they still leading the league?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Even
yeah.
The 31-2, those numbers is... It's like I said, they put up, they ran the score up so much, put up so many stats. They're in good position to coast to the NFC Championship again this year.
Yeah, with the gentle giant, the giant won't be gentle for the rest of the season. Something.
They can't lose too many starters, but you know,
wake a sleeping giant.
Like this starter in the bottom, this last headline. Now. He's tough. And I want to talk about the resiliency of these players. They
one slut too many? Is that what that says? I'm sorry.
He's this one player was sent to the bench, not because he wanted to be on the bench, but because he was so drunk when he caught a pass, he didn't realize it. And he took himself out of the game the next day.
Oh, my God. It's like one of those ladies, like, I had a baby in my pants.
And then realized it 9 months later, right?
They didn't even know.
9 months, you're like...
They don't pull their pants down for months. Well, you know, they didn't even know they're pregnant, and this guy didn't know he was shot. That's where was he shot at?
Chicago Fortitude. Yeah. Well, they didn't say where he caught the pass, but PD, does it matter?
Built Nog Duff.
Now, let's look at another example of Chicago Fortitude. This time, it comes in the form of a young, snotty-nosed savage.
Mm. That's the way we like him.
Young, snotty-nosed.
And savage.
And savage. Jay, bring it up more momentarily.
Get that.
We gotta find something.
Look at that snot nose.
No.
That's not him.
That's not him.
We're looking for this snot nose kid.
Well, actually, you know what that is? That is Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte.
Being in the car.
Of course, I knew that, and he is an extraordinary player.
Oh, you went on a ride along with the refs from the NFL.
Former Jets running back.
Former Jets running back.
And he's got the bulletproof vest on.
Because back end of his career, might I add.
Afraid the cops are going to shoot him.
Well, when you ride with the NFL refs, you know, this is the game.
Is he an unarmed black man right now?
It gives you a new appreciation for what they do.
He's saying a lot of respectful things about the cops, about which I agree.
Now, he had an interesting exchange with the prospect.
You know who that is?
For the Savages.
What's up, man? What's happening? Don't. Hey, I'm not a. You see?
Yep.
That's what we were talking about. Right. You didn't even want to shake
me. I'm an athlete.
You see that?
No.
Hey, Jay, bring that back 1 second. Right there to where he...
Talk over it.
You looking at the lady's ass? No.
What's up, man? What's happening? Don't.
Hey, no, that's a cop. Let it go. She said, let's go. That's a cop. Don't shake his hand.
You didn't even want to shake my hand? I used to play for the Bears.
Yeah.
You watch the Bears?
No, I'm not shaking your hand.
By the Jets. No one watches the Jets.
The narrative, even to the young kids, is that all police officers are bad, and that's not the case. So we got to find some kind of common ground. He didn't even know or realize that I played for the Bears, and then once, even when we told him, he said, F you, you know? So we got to find
something. Guess he's not a fan.
That's not the case, and that's not happening.
I guess that's tough to take when you're used to the limelight, you know, running for touchdowns, getting scores, then this kid's like, F you.
Yeah, well, it's funny how the NFL experience did not translate to the NFL field of Chicago.
Well, I guess that's a good thing in the end.
But at the end of the day, PD, fuck.
Imagine your Matt. How many Matt Fortes are going to be out there, you know, committing crimes when another little baby child is born in the ghetto? You know, like when all they're trying to do is, you know, go get. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Right, but I mean, if you don't find what you love to do, you might end up doing crime.
Well, PD, let's show the ref some love. Hopefully, the little kid went off and tripped on his own snot.
Oh.
And cracked his cranium.
You know, nobody supports the refs like I do.
And so let's show some love.
Oh, the salute to service.
Salute to service, PD.
I like the salute.
And this salute to service goes to a ref who politely introduced himself to a suspected Antifa parasite.
Oh, man. I bet he gets a wood shampoo.
No, he shakes his hand and just. I said politely introduces himself, PD.
Figured you were kidding.
Hi, I'm Officer.
How do you like that?
Bring that back, Jay, one time.
I'm anti-fascist.
Okay, I'm responding to a call. And then, hey, who are you, officer? All right, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Officer. Hey,
I'm
not so friendly.
Exactly.
This is my partner.
Tell you something.
Concrete.
My name's Raid. Are you Cockroach? Look at that.
I love those places.
Man, ate him up. Ate that. Was woman, right?
The time it took.
Bam. That's what you got to do, man. You don't need a gun when it's somebody like that. The walking straight toward him. Was that me?
No. That was my walking.
It actually happened, right? Okay.
Now,
here's what makes me mad, Tlaib. Look at see. Here's the headlines on consecutive days. You got this. Cuff Huxtable. Guilty of rape. The next day. Now it's your turn, Judge. Come on. All right. Now I'm done again.
Okay. Now, our second salute to service goes to a ref in Florida who was at the right place and right time on the field, which enabled him to quickly flag a Florida Seminole player for intentional grounding, might I call it?
Oh, my goodness. It's.
Can we get some sound
I think
here,
intentional
Jay?
Grounding is very appropriate.
Oh. On the ground right now. Get the fuck on the ground. On the
fuck. Well, now, Jay, bring it back just a couple seconds, because when the ref arrives, you see this Florida Seminole player
throwing
something over the bridge. I hate to do this to you, Jay. I know how that sight is.
Slum burn for a
move. On the ground right now. Get the fuck on the ground.
I couldn't
on
see it.
No, you missed it.
Man, it's hard to catch.
On the ground.
Look at the way he's acting.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, yeah.
On the ground right.
Oh, was it drugs?
Well.
I thought it was a person.
Yeah.
It was a person.
Right.
Was it a baby?
No, it was a man.
Yeah, he just picked up a man and threw him up.
Yeah. Now, see.
Shit.
On the ground
yeah.
right now. Get the fuck on the ground. On the fucking ground.
Now,
X-ray 67 Central. On the ground. I'm going to sit down. Main Street Bridge. I just got a male throw another man. Male over the bridge. I got one at gunpoint.
He said he jumped over the bridge.
He jumped.
That's why I just gave him a little assistance.
Wow.
Leverage. Now this
ground,
player.
Get on your belly right now.
He was
get
arguing with
right
the
now.
Woman over money.
Get on your belly right now.
That's not your belly.
And he threw her bike over into the water, PD. And when her friend intervened,
he threw
the friend over after the bike.
And now he just threw his gun in the water.
No, that was actually a wallet.
He threw his wallet in there? Oh, the one he stole.
Or someone else's wallet.
Right. What's in the other guy's wallet?
Exactly.
Man, I'm just trying to catch some fish. That's my pole. That guy right there is not getting pizza for dinner tonight. No sugar tonight in his coffee. That gentleman's going to jail. He'll be there tonight. They will not offer bail, I would hope. Man, that guy owed me money. So he was fucking with a girl on a bike. Threw her bike in the water, and the guy's like, what the fuck? And he threw him in the water.
Yeah.
And the chick just shagged ass?
No, one. I don't know where is the chick.
I threw my money over the river, man.
Is that a stun gun?
Yeah,
used
there you go.
Prophylactic.
Aye. Man overboard. Now, the victim survived only with the gash. Right?
And the gash got away.
he was okay. Now,
why can't we just swim and have fun together? Why does it always have to be such a fight?
LPD
it's a weird kind of crime. It's just a random thing, and then the cop was there. They keep their eyes open, and it's a good thing, right?
That's why they get salute to service, PD. Right place, right time on the field. Now, let's check out some notable headlines from around the league. On deck this week, we have free agent news, the Super Bowl champs, H-Town assholes,
hey.
More from Florida State Seminoles,
Semihogs,
cheerleader news. Now, Jay, let's start with some free agent news, shall we? Free agents in Syracuse, New York, which, by the way, ranks number 43 on USA Today's 50 worst cities to live in.
That ain't nothing.
Threw Hail Mary passes at a crowd of about 50 people who had gathered outside a home for a memorial service.
Yeah.
Four people caught passes on the play, including an 8-year-old girl, none for TDs.
You know, that is a very high percentage play, you know, and you can get a great yield out of it. You know, you have a lot of open receivers. I understand why they run it. I used to not, but I totally do now.
Well, I'm glad that you understand, because in a related story, the Baltimore Bantus will take the best plays from any playbook and make them better.
Yeah, they plug it right into their own system.
Like what you just talked about, we just showed. The free agents in Syracuse threw the Hail Mary pass during the memorial service in front of a home.
Yeah.
Bantus ran the play where it occurred at the cemetery.
They ran it at the cemetery?
At the cemetery, not in front of a home. They were at the cemetery.
Well, that's handy.
And it wasn't the Hail Mary. They ran the run and shoot. And
so very similar but very different.
Right? And the results were different, too, because the two completions led to two TDs.
2 6-foot holes to be dug in the ground right there. I hope they didn't have plots across town, because this is where you're staying.
Talk about efficiency, PD. 2 for 2.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I think we have some of that video there.
That's why they're the champs, though.
That is why they're
If there was a bullet shortage, they would still go on a rampage.
They'll make plays.
Breaking news, the second victim in a shooting at a Baltimore County cemetery this week has died. The shooting happened Wednesday at the
Mount
Zion Cemetery.
We didn't start yelling out numbers.
Gunfire erupted during a funeral.
Today's not the day for that.
Two men were shot. Both have now died. One
My
of the
goodness.
Victims was attending the funeral of his brother, who was killed in a shooting last month. So far, no arrests have been made.
You know, people say that's a bad thing when someone's at a funeral for their brother and you kill them. But, you know, by definition, he has less to live for now than he did before.
That's an interesting perspective.
If he liked his brother at all.
Interesting. Well, maybe
Melanie Wright.
Now, speaking of TDs, PD, in Houston, a longtime season ticket holder who already has 1 foot in the end zone and the other on a banana peeling crossed paths with juvenile Houston assholes.
Assholes.
And they wanted to put both his feet into the end zone.
Look at
now,
this
the
guy.
Big reason why the law caught Jesus. Up with these teens
Metro.
Is because
guy was in the
they
play.
Were stealing again. Investigators were watching them here in this neighborhood when they stole a gas can. When they confronted the teenagers, they told them they planned to torch a stolen vehicle.
Torch? A
New
gas
video
can.
Shows teens as young as 11 years old leaving a Southwest Houston convenience store. Investigators with Constable Ted Heap's office says they've arrested four. They're looking for two others. They suspect the children could be tied to at least 26 crimes in a one-mile radius, including the brutal beating of 76-year-old Ray Johnson.
They need a shorter leash to be tied to.
Johnson's head. We're told the kids stole Johnson's walking stick and pistol whipped them.
Now I have a bat that I carry.
Maybe the youngest one. The others, they were pretty hardcore.
Maybe sorry they got caught.
Yeah, yes. We are sorry. Sorry they yes. got caught.
Oh, those knuckleheads. Those kids just out. Who didn't do these things, you know? They're just out. It's like when you're a kid, you do these dumb things. You beat people up. You fucking pistol whip people.
Now, here's the thing, PD. That season ticket holder, he said he wanted to pray for them, for the kids. And I always find that to be odd, because you were preyed upon. Now you are praying for them.
Excellent point, yeah.
But anyway.
And I'm sure that gets through to them, too. You know, like,
I would.
Yeah, you pray for me, nigga.
Now, PD.
Get on your knees, bitch.
Between the juvenile assholes in Houston, the baby Bantus, and snotty-nosed savages, PD, I don't know which team has the best prospects.
Well, I'm looking right...
on into 2019.
Around the league, as I'm looking here, I have to be looking at those Baltimore Bantus, you know? I mean, like, I know it's cliche. They are the returning champions. They're the team to beat. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And 2 out of 2, and putting them right in the ground like that, efficient play... Much more efficient than anything we've seen around the league otherwise.
All right, now back to Florida State, where I believe that the Seminoles are going to throw the challenge flag, PD. A semi-retired Seminole was sentenced to 20 years in training camp after stealing $600 worth of cigarettes from a convenience store.
Seems like a bit of a heavy sentence, doesn't it? 20 years for $600 worth of cigarettes? That's only like 2 cartons of cigarettes.
Well, let me put it into perspective. In the past, he has been penalized 14 times for 14 felonies and, I'm sorry, yeah, 14 felonies and 31 misdemeanors.
Well, they got that electric chair down in Florida.
But those penalties qualified him for the habitual felony offender status. So
16 strikes and you're out.
And they gave him 20, so
he had a few at bats, right? Yeah. So, man, like that's sometimes you strike out.
Well, the upside,
that guy right there, he looks like he's deep into his career too.
Yeah, he's semi-retired, Petey.
He's a journeyman. He's one of those guys that just never really kind of, you know, like really came along. You know what I mean? Ryan Leaf, although he didn't hang around all that long.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're talking about your Fitzpatrick's of the world,
Steve DeBerg.
Yeah, you know those guys. Yeah, there's a journeyman.
Steve DeBerg might have been
no
okay.
Fitzmagic with this Pensacola guy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no.
He hasn't had cigarettes are our commodity in training camp. So if he can somehow
keep the stuff he stole,
I'm just saying.
I have my merchandise. People come up to me wanting cigarettes now in New York City a different way. I'm telling you, things are changing out on the streets. I think it's something that's happening worldwide.
Okay.
Everybody just keep your head.
I'll just take your word for it. I have no way to gauge.
Don't they ask you for money? They ask you for money on the street?
No, actually. They just ask me not to rob them because I'm...
Here I am.
All headed.
Me and my privilege, and I'm... Stop asking me for money!
Lastly, how about some cheerleader news? A cheerleader in New Haven, Connecticut, which, by the way, is 39th on USA Today's 50 Worst Places to Live, assaulted a deli owner over the amount of meat in her sandwich.
She got hepatitis?
She was upset about the price for the meat that she was receiving. So she went behind the counter and tried to beat the meat out of the owner. And then tried to leave the store without paying for the sandwich at all.
She already gave him a hand job, right? So
that's it.
Why should she?
The meat, I didn't mean it.
Did somebody squirt mustard in her face? I mean, like, she beat up a guy over a sandwich. I'm not surprised. You know, it seems to take, I don't know, you tell me. Is it me or do sometimes certain African-American women seem a little volatile? Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to confirm that because that's a suspicion I've had.
Yeah, sometimes.
She must have been hungry that day. God bless her.
All right. I don't know if she left with the meat, though.
She was hungry for violence. You know?
She was fed.
Once you beat somebody up, you get your workout in.
Now, as we do normally after the Around the League segment, we bring in the Hall of Famer, Mad Dog Madden, to join the cipher, PD.
Hall of Flamer, more like.
Hall of Flamer? Shots fired. Do we have Mad Dog? Come in, Mad Dog. Come in. Are you there, Mad Dog? Going once, going twice?
He's there.
He's being all gay.
Yeah.
You were right.
I got a dick in his mouth.
Whose? Probably Brett Favre's.
Probably
Brett. Brett Favre.
Shit. Get Brett Favre's dick out of your mouth and say some great football stuff. That is great. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. We do have a show to do, so we can move on.
It seems like he's got a problem with his mic, but once he pops up, we'll pop him up.
All right,
for you.
So, Garrett, let's go to the defense award. Let's go to the defense award. All right? And because, while he does that, fellas, let's do a little Russian collusion here.
Yeah, Russian collusion.
Because we have to go to Russia to give this award. And this defensive play happened to a screaming 88-year-old granny who was being assaulted.
Ah, that's nice. Oh my God, look at that. She's on the crocodile, I think.
She Well, here we go.
Does this old lady come through a dog door?
Here we go.
This seems intentionally creepy.
Now listen to her in the background.
Oh shit, this is terrible. It's almost like this is really happening. I feel like I'm going to have a nightmare tonight. The guy's calmly walking forward with the camera out.
He is walking.
Holy shit, no, no. Oh my God.
Yeah, but. But here's what happens.
She's like, hey, move out. We don't need a license around here to play. Lady, stop screaming.
Look at her.
Oh, this is just.
How do you not?
This is an awful thing. He had her down on the ground.
Yeah. How do you not, like, finish this guy?
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
She is showing some cleavage, though. I mean, like, I don't know what he was trying to do, but.
Yeah.
I think she's Russian, you know.
Russians are tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That woman's 106 years old. She's like, time to cook dinner. Can I get you something?
Right now?
Yeah.
I will break you.
No, the guy with the camera is not going to now attack her, is he? Give me your money.
Oh, God. No, say no.
Be a nightmare, wouldn't it? I'm going to have a nightmare tonight.
This is horrible. And that guy needs to have... He needs to be turned inside out.
In Russia, this is a misdemeanor.
Thanks, Jay. Did we get Mad Dog back?
I thought in Russia, old lady rapes you. Boy, she did have a pretty face.
And you mentioned her cleavage, so you think it was rape?
I saw the cleavage. I don't know. I think so. It's all about power and dominance, and, you know, really, at that point, what's the fucking difference? You know what I mean? He's banging her head into the ground. I don't know what goes through. You think the guy was on drugs? What roid rage?
He's
a bad day? Mommy issues?
Can't make excuses for this guy. There is no excuse. Whether he was Mr. Hansen.
I'm just thinking drugs motive, or, you know, too. You know, like,
yeah, motive.
It just seems so crazy.
But you don't leave him on the field. You stump that guy until he turns into wine or juice. You don't let him. If you look at that woman's face, you just don't stop.
Your foot. Press your advantage. Yeah, yeah. You play through the whistle.
Hey, Madden still having issues. He might call us in, but.
Oh, he may call in?
Give me an issue. I'll give you a tissue.
All right, well, you know what? Let's do it. I want to get Madden's. Well, since he isn't here, let's find out if this play, you guys have to do this in unison. We want to find out if this play is all Madden or no.
We have to put all our puny brains together to add up to one Madden brain.
Yeah.
What, this play right here?
Yeah.
We all Madden.
Find out if this is all Madden. Now, I've seen guys play while under the influence of performance-enhancing drugs, like the guy in Russia. But this eggnog's ability to keep his balance while under the influence is phenomenal. We don't need the.
Goodness.
The zombie.
Oh, you don't want the commentary?
Yeah, we don't need the commentary, guy.
Yeah. It really whites it up. I don't like it.
Look at this. Look at this.
Under the influence.
Definitely he's under the influence.
He's staggering. Oh, yeah, that guy, his head is hanging down. Now, you might disagree with me. I wouldn't have him on the field right now. You know, if I was the coaching squad here, I'd say that guy needs to... Oh, he's dropped his head now. That's no good. But then again, who's going to want to tackle that guy, you know?
And could you imagine this guy? He would be an asset on Halloween. You would want him on a field on Halloween Day. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you play him in a novelty game. You know, but that's look at his head hanging down like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he should go to a chiropractor and rehab because maybe get some pants that fit. This is not all Madden football, Feral Ball League game to me.
You don't think this is a performance? But I disagree, PD.
You're going to give this an all Madden?
No, yeah, because I find it phenomenal that he can keep his body from falling, but not his head.
But where's the production, you know? I mean, like, you could do this all day, and you're still going to be hungry and tired at the end of the day. You know, I mean, you're putting in a day's work walking around your head. Maybe it's a trick, like a Venus flytrap. When you get up to him, you just...
PD, all right, it's more difficult to keep your balance, right? Standing.
I'm having a hard time looking at this, actually. That is...
I'm trying to figure this out.
We go back to the old lady getting beat up? Yeah, update on that story. She stole his line for... he was in line for toilet paper.
He may go. He may... he's bending. He may fold. But then he regathers. It's amazing that this happens.
Look.
Defy gravity this
junkies
way.
Junkies have mega balance. They really do. Like, a junkie can, like, you see them, they bend all the way down. It looks like they're almost touching their toes, doing calisthenics. And we're walking around going, look at that poor guy. And he's looking at us going, look at those poor saps.
So how can he do all of that you mentioned, but he can't keep his head straight?
I'm not sure that's a real... living human right there. I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what?
It's like he's really relaxed in the neck, you know?
Yeah, sure.
He may have broken his neck and his body's so high he doesn't know yet.
I think this is in Boston because I hear that in Boston there's an area in the South End. There's an area in the South End across the street from the Boston Medical Center called Methadone Mile.
Oh, I see. The kind of place where you come out of and you get hit by a parked car. This guy was struck by a parked vehicle. Methadone Mile.
All right, well.
Walk a mile for some methadone.
So, does this guy walk in a tightrope, does he receive the All-Madden or nah?
Look, I appreciate the athleticism, you know, and I appreciate the balance, the skill, and the commitment to the drug, but I just don't see the production, and for me, it's just okay, dog.
What do you think, Garrett? All Madden and all?
Never hit the ground, All Madden. Can't be tackled.
Going with the Gare.
He ain't got the ball.
I've learned that from Keith, though. They never go to the ground. They'll be an inch away from the ground, their face, and then pop right back up. They never go down.
I love it.
See, if they all do it, I can't give him all Madden. It's the drug. It's a performance-enhancing drug. I know
that's legal in the NFL.
Barry Bonds still has a home run record.
Get coked up and rob a bank.
Right, it's legal, man.
For my money, that helps
out on that field, Petey. Now, this leads me to this. That eggnog's weeble may wobble but won't fall down performance.
More of a victim performance than a player performance.
It's a great segue, Petey, to introduce our newest sponsor, which is guaranteed to make players fall down if they indulge in this particular product. And
excited.
Want to see?
Yeah.
Let Jay pull it up.
This is
if he can find
new
it.
Sponsor.
You know, he's on the switches back there.
Great.
Yeah. If they overindulge. It's Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is affectionately called Shinog, as you see on the bottle.
White Lightning.
On the right side of the label.
Texas tea.
And no, you know, this is not Photoshop, PD. This is an actual
beverage. This is on the is this this is 100%? 100?
100%.
Keep it 100? Look at that right there. That stuff will do you in short order.
Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Now, this is a favorite sideline beverage for players down south, particularly in Tennessee, Chattanooga.
And meaning to visit there,
in Chattanooga. And corn liquor and scissorp are also other beverages that come to mind.
Scissorp's more of a dirty south than of the 404 and the ATL kind of.
Okay, and the ATL kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to be down there. But I will say this about that stuff right there. You don't see it too often.
You do
I
not.
I grew up there. I lived there for... 30 years, and I'll tell you something. I saw moonshine around less than 10 times, and I did a lot of drinking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not that common. Maybe I didn't hang it. Maybe I wasn't hanging out with the right people.
I didn't want to say it, but you got it. Now, here's what we do. Let's move to our final installment of All Madden or Nah.
Strictly an eggnog league drink.
How about that? And the scissor. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
5 minutes
hey.
Before the show ends. Hey, welcome, Mad Dog.
How's it going? And you might see something weird here where you see the image of a
of an Asian silhouette. I just watched the movie The Ring for the third time, and some weird shit's going down. My lips aren't even moving, for fuck's sake.
All right, Mad Dog. We're just happy to have you.
My lips aren't even moving.
We're just happy to have you in the cipher, man. So, Mad Dog, you missed the other play, so let me ask you about this play. Is stealing an ambulance an all Madden move or nah? Because
no, but you know what? Stealing an ambulance, for me, it's like, who cares? But I think spelling ambulance, that's a feat.
Well, well played, sir. Now, I ask because this player from the Florida State Seminoles, hey, Jay, show that picture of the...
Is he steal an ambulance?
he steal the ambulance, right. This player from the Florida State Seminoles with the ball and chain earrings stole an ambulance after he received treatment in the ER and then told the refs he did it because he needed a ride.
Wait, was he in the ambulance for Tiger Face? Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what he was... He might be looking for an Uber Lance or a Ambulift.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, and just a month ago, this guy was working at Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah, that's a. He looks like a typical customer too, so he was probably happy with the discounted prices.
What's up, scrotum ears?
Now, in another instance, a cheerleader in Oregon hopped into an ambulance while the paramedics were busy performing CPR on an unconscious woman. And then she led the refs on a 30-mile high-speed chase.
She tarted.
So, Mad Dog, you say that this ambulance play is not all Madden?
You know, yet again, I'd be way more impressed if they could spell the goddamn word.
Okay, but so you just want...
I'd be impressed if she could spell CPR.
How about that?
Well, you know, she gave him UPS.
What's in your wallet?
Now, here's more news about that cheerleader. She racked up...
Oh, well, thank God. I thought this was our selection.
No. She racked up 114 penalties in her career, 14 of them on that ambulance play alone. And she has racked up 39 penalties since 2011.
She just keeps looking better and better.
Yeah, and these are just some of the shots from training camp.
Mm. Which one? I swear to God, man.
Let me pose this question.
She looks like fucking Rocky II down in the bottom right. Is she like,
so which round would she go in, PD, in our draft class?
Oh, are you kidding? This woman is a first round ride or die.
First round?
Absolutely. You want a player that's willing to get out there and play. That woman's only about...
First rounder?
How old was she? Early 20s, and she's done what? Stealing an ambulance? You know how hard it is to lead the cops on a 3-minute high-speed chase? 30 minutes. That woman has skills, and if she gets a chance to develop them, she's going to be a real factor.
All right, well...
So someone kills her.
This is a great segue into something more.
Thank God, this is like
phenomenal.
Heaven on a cloud here compared
something
to
more easy on the eye, something easier on the eyes.
I'm going to marry that bottom middle right there. Look at that face. What a psycho.
Now, let me ask, Petey, before you go. On the last show, I received word from an NFL fan that our draft class was subpar. So hopefully the scouts have done a better job of assessing talent.
I like what I'm looking at. You know, you want to see one blonde because it makes it rare, you know. I like everything I'm seeing. I don't like that bottom left, but she looks like she's got dope. And I don't like that bottom right because she's got just way too big of a fucking face. So give me bottom middle, top, and that's my wife, mistress, top left, and ho. Just to change it up, I'll take that blonde every once in a while. For the win.
Blonde for the win. Mad Dog, can you see?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I've got my pixel laid out. For my wife, that's going to be the... I'm going to go top right. I want to see that bitch get old. And my side piece is going to have to be the... let me see.
Stacy Pressman, top middle.
Yeah, that is a Stacy Pressman-esque. You know, why not? I'll take a side piece on there. And then the bottom right. The bottom right, catch me outside. How about that? How about that?
All right, let's go to the booth.
On the roster, you will be outside with her a lot, probably.
Yes, we'll have to take her for a walk.
What you got, Jay?
Oh, damn, man. You did good, bud. You did. Cleaned up. Yeah, Bazoo. I'm going Bazoo. Top right for the wife. Why not? I like that blonde, nice lips for blowjobs. I like the top middle with those big titties. And then top left for the hoe.
Yeah, it's you. Wow.
Something about that smirk and those wandering eyes.
You went across the top there, Jay. What do you got, Garrett?
Man, this is a rough one. Oh, bottom left is out, right? Everyone, no one likes the bottom left, but all the other ones are pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rule out bottom middle just because her eyes look a little too beady.
But yeah, she's a creep.
Take into account, she is 12.
I know, that's what's hard. And the one above her, she looks hot, but she looks a little too old. You know?
I'm
not going to marry an old girl. And then, what am I going to have a mistress as an old girl? So, yeah, I'm going to marry top left because she looks so homey. And that smile is nice. And then Bad Baby is my mistress, and top right is my hoe.
Wow. Top right has gotten play in all three with all of you guys' draft picks.
Uh-oh.
Well, she's right? Clearly beautiful. I mean.
Yeah. She's always going to make it in every. What roster would leave her off? Nobody picked the bottom right at all.
No, bottom left.
Bottom. Somebody picked bottom right?
Yeah, somebody picked bottom right. Dog.
Oh, okay.
I picked her too.
Garrett
picked her too.
What's with that?
Catch me outside. How about nice skin, some curly hair,
decent
rosy
lips.
Hue?
That chick is a lot of fun in bed too.
Like a nice teeth.
Yeah, and most importantly, no eye contact. What are you looking at, Mitch? Better not be looking at me.
Okay, Mad. Well, we let Mad Dog have the last word there. So I guess that concludes the NFL.
She's a fucking murderer. The bottom right's a murderer.
Oh God!
What do they do?
All right.
Guys, there's a train coming, and I'm sorry. I don't want you to hear it, but I love you, miss you, and I'll see TYS.
I like you more than my dog friend.
Bazoo.
Yeah, murder and robbery. Catch me outside, girl, bottom right.
Possession of what?
Possession of heroin with intent to deliver, the one that did not get drafted.
Imagine that.
Hopefully Mad Dog will
make
it next week.
Mad Dog? You there?
Or Mad Dog.
He's a mad puddle now. Jesus Christ, Mad Dog. Hopefully he'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Spirit of Mad Dog. From the
I always
side.
Said he sometimes speed bumps the show a little bit.
Yeah.
He got run over by a bus.
That was a train.
Oh, that's right.
It's a train.
Look, I haven't slept in a long time, and I'm mad about this rape.
We
got to
go now, right? So let's...
throw out the trash.
We got to... That concludes week 40 of the NFL. Thank all of our correspondents and the Clinton Global Initiative for trying to make the NFL global.
Clinton.
PD, we are past time, and so let's hurry up and dispose of the garbage.
Oh, my God. It's her.
Who is her?
Thank you so fucking much. It's Blazy Ford.
Blazy Ford, huh? Well, you know what, PD? How about this? Let's double down on Blazy Ford.
Double garbage for her.
I'm gonna double down on Blazy Ford today. Yeah.
This much is the truth. Hoo-hoo.
I know you have a plug, PD.
October 24th. October 24th, you can see me at Westside Comedy Club with Tom Shalhoub from Fox News Radio, Sherrod Small, and news whore Mandy Stadtmiller's big birthday party. Stay and have a beer, October 24th, Westside Comedy Club.
All righty then. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and have a woke weekend. Space was recorded to a hard drive in front of a live audience.